Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I'm Hui Min, and this is our fourth episode of InvestKL Conversations. In this episode of Driving Sustainable Business in Greater KL, we hear from Yogi Nadaraju, Supply Chain Manager and Sustainability Champion for East Asia from SLB, previously known as Schlumberger. He will be talking to us about initiatives SLB has undertaken to tackle the demand of energy whilst driving sustainability.
We are a global technology company, and what do? We drive energy innovation, not only in our industry, but across the board. But more importantly, why do we do this, right? Ultimately, the end goal is to strive for a balanced planet. This is our phrase that we keep repeating across in the SLB world. So in SLB, our purpose is to create an amazing technologies that unlocks access to energy for the benefit of all. Of course, this is easier said than done, right? Why do I say that? Because, you know, we are facing the world's greatest balancing act, simultaneously reducing emissions while keeping up with the world's growing energy demand. This is across the board, right? Especially in Asia, you would see this, right? Previously, we were known as Schlumberger. In October last year, we became SLB, introducing a bold new brand identity, right? We reposition ourselves to be centered on driving a global shift to sustainable energy production. Our new identity is built on the carbon budget curve, the maximum net global CO2 emissions permissible to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, right? So as an energy innovator, we welcome this exciting challenge. It's no small task about what we're talking about here. And we've set very ambitious goals to deliver measurable environmental deliverables, right, within the company. So just to give you a number, oil and gas operations comprise around 10% of global energy-related emissions. The point that I would like to emphasize here for SLB is that we are the first company in the energy services industry to include Scope 3 emissions in our 2050 net target emissions, right? Just like the other industries, for us in SLB, Scope 3 alone constitutes more than 90% of our total emissions, right?
Could you take us through, for the benefit of our listeners, the three different scopes?
Scope 1 for us is all of the emissions that we generate directly from our operational sites, from our assets, from our vehicles. Very straightforward. Scope 2, for us, mostly associated with our footprint, which is our purchased electricity, and for our remote locations where we have on-site power generations, diesel gen sets. And then, of course, now the giant, which is Scope 3, which is pretty much upstream, downstream of our total value chain, right? For us, mostly comes from distribution channels, logistics. A big chunk comes from our third-party purchases, right? Services, products. And this is where the whole supply chain scope comes in. And of course, there's another big chunk that comes in from our own products that we manufacture and we sell to our clients. And that carries a certain CO2 footprint for its lifespan when it's working on the well site.
What does SLB's sustainability framework look like?
We have three main pillars within this framework. What I've seen in my own experience is that different organizations have different definitions of what they deem to be part of their sustainability journey. For us, it's these three main pillars, which is number one, climate action. And within climate action pillar, we have three sub-components that make up each pillar, right? So most of the emissions-related initiatives, strategies sit within the first pillar, which is climate action. And those three are roadmap to net zero. So that's basically the plan that we have derived from the 2019 baseline leading all the way up to 2050. Decarbonizing our customers' operations. This is where all of the transition technology, digitization and all of that good stuff comes in. And the third one being new energy. This is a little bit down the road, but SLB has already started dabbling with new energy. So we are involved with hydrogen, lithium, and carbon capture technologies, just to name a few of the new energy initiatives that we have in our portfolio. The second pillar, in my opinion, is probably the most important one, which is people. We believe it's the good folks in our organization that is going to drive all of these very ambitious objectives that we have. And within the people pillar, we have three components. First one being creating in-country value. Number two, respecting human rights. And the third one, promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yeah. And the last pillar, which is nature. And under the nature pillar, we have safeguarding biodiversity, protecting natural resources, and the third one is circularity. So we have slowly started to embed all of these sub-components in to the whole spectrum of our operations within SLB. Okay, I kept repeating, you know, the end goal being our net zero target in 2050. There's still, you know, some time for that, but we have comprehensive interim targets between now and then where we have to still meet these targets leading the way up to 2050. And the first interim target is right around the corner for us, is in 2025, where SLB is expected to reduce 30% of our total Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions across the globe. By 2030, we are expected to reduce Scope 1 and Scope 2 by 50% across. And by 2030, we will also have to meet up with our Scope 3 ambitions as well. And by 2030, for Scope 3, we are expected to reduce by 30% as well. These are the interim targets that's going to lead the way as part of the roadmap to 2050 for SLB. So I'd like to give you a bit of a local flavor coming down to Malaysia, just to let you know how we're doing over here in the region. I'm happy to say that by this year, we would have reduced, and I'm talking about absolute emission reductions, by nearly 25% by end of this year. This is off our 2019 baseline for Scope 1 and Scope 2. And I can tell you, this is not an easy feat, given the fact that, you know, post-COVID, and currently the whole industry is on an upturn, and we are still able to produce this sort of absolute reductions. And this is due to very careful planning and adherence to the roadmap that we had put in place about 4 or 5 years ago. So I would say we are well placed in this region, specifically in Malaysia, to meet the first interim target in 2025 for that 30% reduction.
How about Scope 3?
Being the supply chain manager for the region, this is definitely the biggest challenge that we have. But we are holding the hands of our suppliers, our business partners, and slowly they are also coming on board on our journey. So one of the key initiatives that we have on that front for Scope 3 for our business partners is the CDP platform, where we get our critical suppliers to also declare their emission baselines and start slowly developing reduction plans for their services as well. So I'm very happy to share that we started this last year, and between last year and this year, all of the suppliers that we had approached as per the criticality have all participated, and they have also declared their baselines as well, right? So I think this is setting up the stage quite well for us to move towards our work that we have in regards to Scope 3.
Impressive targets and another insightful sharing for today. Thank you for tuning in. And this is Hui Min, your host for InvestKL Conversations.